They got 7 men in the line, right under center, 3 men in the backfield. There's the snap. Hands this off to his second man right up the gut. And this is going to be handed off to Derek Brown. He's going to be close to the first down. He might have it. He's out to the 31-yard line. The initial says yes. Initial look says yes, and it is a first down. Move the chains yet again with consistency here. Slow but steady wins the race here for Ubley so far as they are maintaining ball control and keeping the USA offense off the field.
Austin Harper making the tackle for USA, but right now this is exactly what Ubley wants. Good defense, take the lead early, and just milk the clock as best you can.
Milking the clock indeed. First and 10 for Ubley, and they hand it off to Welton, who gets across the 30 down to close to the 25-yard line before he stopped just shy there. And it's going to be a 6-yard gain. Excuse me, that was Welton. Yes, it was.
Yes, it was. And the tackler there, Austin Harper, yet again.
The way these jerseys are, these orange lettering, a 20 and a 23 look pretty darn close. 55 seconds left in the third, 2nd and 4 yet again for the Ubley Bearcats. When you come into a 2nd and manageable, that makes third much, much more easy.
Well, especially when you're running the ball every time, Clark.
And it's a quick handoff to the left side, and now we have a scrum right at that left end across the 25-yard line down to the 24. Out of the bottom of that pile.
Derek Brown there on the carry.
And number 85 with the tackle for USA, Trenton LaPrette, the junior.
That's Trenton's 2nd tackle on the evening.
That's a gain of 1 yard. Now 3rd and 3 for Ubley with 18 seconds left in the third. Jeff Wright under center taking his time. The entire line still standing. More than likely they're going to let this one go. Yep, they're starting to walk off the field. And as that is the conclusion of the third quarter, and we have one more quarter to go in the books with Ubley's leading 16-0, no score in the third quarter on the WLEW Sports Network, your home for high school football.
Bill Jackson here from Moore Motor Sales in Caro. If you're looking for a pickup truck, now's the time to shop at Moore Motors in Caro. We have the premier model year of the Ram 1500 pickup truck, the 2014 Eco Diesel Crew Cab Truck. See us now with over $4,500 in rebates. If you're looking for a Ford F-150, look no further than Moore Motor Sales. You can save over $10,000 on a super cab with a V8 at Moore Motor Sales, M81, just west of Caro.
Here as we start the fourth quarter, Dave and I were a little distracted in that timeout. We're trying to get the back of a few selfies here being taken in the crowd. We're just out of range, though. I think they're a little bit too tall for them up here. 12 minutes are on the clock. Fourth quarter is on the board. Ubley leading 16-0. The last scoring took place a long time ago when the sun was still rising.
Yeah, way back in the second quarter.
3:11 in the second quarter was the last score, and that was over 15 minutes ago. According to the scoreboard. And now we switch sides on the field, and Ubley now has the wind to their back as they're going left to right across your radio. As they are working off the right hash now, Jeff Wright under center, 3 men in the backfield, everyone in the box. It's a handoff to the 3rd man. Welton gets it across the 20. Brown rumbles all the way down to the 16-yard line for the first down on 3rd there. And it's going to be 1st and 10 for the Bearcats at the USA 16-yard line.
Number 55, Chandler Fritz, making the stop.
1st and 10, Ubley off the right hash, now at the 16-yard line. 11:50 left in the fourth, 16-0. Beautiful night for football as the wind starts to pick up a little bit more here. As Jeff Wright under center, waiting the snap, there it is. It's a handoff to this 1st man, coming and rumbling across the 10-yard line is Derek Brown all the way down to the 9. And that is going to be shy of the first down by about 3 yards, but still picks up 7 on it, 2nd and 3.
Yet again, Chandler Fritz, number 55, in on another stop.
Harbor Beach scores again, 5:54 left in the first half. Harbor Beach 20, Vassar 0. Second and three for the Bearcats here against USA, leading 16-0, and they're knocking on the door again. They're at USA's 8-yard line. You guessed it, they're in the tee. There's the snap, hands it off to Rosenthal. He's still on his feet. He breaks free of two arm tackles and is into the end zone for a touchdown, Ubley. The Bearcats now with 22 points. USA still scoreless with 10:49 left in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Rosenthal showing some of that power that he's got, dragging three, even four defenders at one time into the end zone and still standing tall once he broke the pylon.
10:49 now left in the fourth. Coming USA, or Ubley going for the two-point conversion. USA came out this half with a lot of glimmer, a lot of spark, but Ubley with ball control. As USA on the defense brought down Jeff Wright way back at the 19-yard line for the two-point conversion. The whole line broke down there, and the two-point conversion is no good. And the score stays 22-0, Ubley over USA with 10:49 left in the fourth on the WLW Sports Network.
While sitting at your favorite high school or college game, how would you like to have remote access to your house, such as being able to turn up the heat, turn on the lights, unlock doors, snapshot video, and more, all remotely from your smartphone or any internet-connected device? Introducing LinkLight from Agra Valley Services, an affordable home monitoring and automation solution starting at just $19.95 a month. Stop into Agra Valley Services in downtown Pigeon, call 1-888-282-4932 or go to avci.net. /LinkLife.
Ubley scores for the third time tonight, makes it 22-0 after the two-point conversion was no good on Jeff Wright. Brought down the backfield by the USA defense, and Rosenthal ready to kick it off yet again for Ubley from their own 40-yard line, left to right across the radio. Number 20, Ryan Miller-Wise, stands on his own 10-yard line awaiting the kick. In front of him, number 30, Macklin Gettle at the 25. This one goes to the far sideline. This one is going to bounce at the 15 and picked up right there, and he comes across the whole field by Dominic Guardian. He's at the 15 to the 20 and brought down at the 24, close to the 25-yard line. They're going to mark him down at the 25. Could have been a little extracurricular there on his helmet as he's kind of slow to get up a little bit. Seems to be okay, and USA's drive will start 75 yards from their end zone. 10:37 left in the fourth. USA trails by 22-0 to Ubley.
Special teams tackler there, Cole Mychek.
First and 10, Patriots, right to left across your radio, 75 yards away for a score. Hurry up to the line, out of the huddle. Receiver wide to the right. That's Dominic Guardian. Wings on either side. Miller-Wise is lone back behind Foley. Excuse me, that's Macklin Gettle. He gets the hand. I am completely confused on that play.
That was Aaron
Sines.
Aaron
Sines around the right end on the pitch. Coming off the wing there. It's a good enough for a 9-yard gain. Now second and one.
Tackler there, number 60, Logan Lemke.
10:15 remains in the fourth. It's a 22-point game. Ubley on top. USA yet to score. They send Aaron Sines wide to the left and Miller-Wise wide to the right. Macklin Gettle in the backfield by himself. Foley back to pass to his left, and this one's off the mark. It was intended to be a pass to the near sideline to Aaron Sines. Potentially, the wind could have gotten a hold of that one as winds are now gusting up to approximately 22 miles per hour.
Oh, that throw there, Clark, has to be to the inside of the receiver. You throw that behind him at all, it's got pick six written all over it. So he led the receiver just a little too much and nobody home to catch it.
Nine and some change left here in the fourth. 22-0. Ubley leading. Third and one now for USA. And they send Dominic Guardian wide to the right. Wings on either side. Foley under center, one man in the backfield. Sines now in motion, and it's going to be a handoff right up the middle to Gettle, and he gets nowhere on that one, maybe a foot closer to the first down marker. And after coming out with a 9-yard gain on first down, it is now fourth and a half a yard.
Tackler there, first.